Okay, so we're going to return to the inyan that we started talking to yesterday. That will probably be tomorrow. The inyan of the Aruch HaShulchan, who says that you can use the nusach of Birch Rachmana to avoid a situation where you potentially have a suffix and you don't know if you're equipped to make a bracha. You can't make a bracha of Batala. You can't be maskei Shem Hashem of Batala, but you want to maybe possibly fulfill the bracha that you're required to say. So this is a very interesting inyan that we'll deal with Mitzvah Shem more Marichas tomorrow. It's not just Aruch HaShulchan, as we'll see. Many others, apparently, I discovered, have suggested it before the Aruch HaShulchan. And there's a B'kibbe Eger on it in the Tshuva. A lot of interesting Ramakomos to deal with it. Ramosha, of course, that I gave you to look at. But really, everything is interlocked. So I think it would be Kedai, in any case, to finish the Gemara. Because part of the question that's going to emerge with that is the nature of Askaras Hashem, which is a requirement for a bracha, as we already saw quoted in the Gemara Shakavataria. So let's see the Hemshach HaGemara with the Tosfos, and then we'll begin to discuss that inyan, and that will segue into tomorrow as well. We'll finish that inyan tomorrow. So the Gemara just quoted in early Shakavataria the statement of Rav that a bracha needs to have Askaras Hashem. And that was the kasha raised by the Gemara on Rav's own tzak, on Binyamin Raya, who was Yotzei. The Gemara concludes it was the first bracha of Birchas Hamazon, and also comes out, according to Rishonim, Birchas Hamotzi, with Brich Rachmana, as the Gemara says, Mari Dahai Pita. Originally it was called without Rachmana, and the kasha was the Ha'amar Rav, Kol Bracha She'eba Asparas Hashem Ein Bracha. So the Gemara answers that he said Brich Rachmana, Rachmana is Hashem Hashem, that counts therefore for a bracha. So within that, the Gemara returns to that issue. We saw already in the Rambam how he paskins. It's not just Askaras Hashem, but also Malchus, as now we're going to see the Machlokas Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan. So where does that take us? Gufa. We mentioned just before. Amar Rav. Kol bracha she'ein bo Askaras Hashem eina bracha. So Rav is of the opinion that for a bracha to count as a bracha, you have to mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu name. What name? So, Baruch Hu has many names, but obviously Shem HaMeforash is Yudkei Vavkei, and the way it's pronounced is Adnus, right? That's obviously what counts as Shem Hashem. But we already saw it just in the previous Gemara, keeping in mind, we're going to discuss Mirth Hashem tomorrow more, that Rachmana also counts as Shem Hashem. Well, of course, we have to think about, in the back of our minds, in front of our minds, the case of our mayor's Baruch HaMakom Shebra. What happened to that? That's also apparently a bracha, right? And Rav, you might even say, holds like Rav Meir, as Tosafot Rashi proved. So that seems to indicate also that it's Hashem Hashem. So apparently the standard for Hashem Hashem is not as fixed as we might otherwise think. There are different levels of Hashem Hashem. There's Shemos, She'enam Nimchakim, which of course are the seven names mentioned in Sugyan Shavuos, Shakai Tzvalkos, and so on. And of course, Shem HaMeforash. There are Shemos She'enam Nimchakim, such as Rachum Chanun, and so on. Those you can be erased, but there are Kinuyim for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Makom is certainly no different than that, no better than that. Uchayra, right? Makom, you can erase the word Makom. It's not called a Mechikas Hashem. So it sounds like you can expand on what's called Shem Hashem if Rachmana works, unless you say Rachmana might be better. So this is what we have to discuss more specifically for tomorrow, Mitzvah. But Rav's rule is clear. Haskaras Hashem is essential, but nothing more. In other words, according to Rav, if you mention Hashem's name and you don't mention Malchus, it still counts as a bracha. Rav Yochanan goes a step further. Rav Yochanan Omar, Kol bracha, and we'll see already, again, applications for Rav Yochanan soon in terms of what's defined as Malchus. Kol bracha she'eba Malchus in a bracha. Rav Yochanan says, it's about Malchus. Now, does Yochanan mean not Askaras Hashem? B'chorah, he means Askaras Hashem is a given, but he doesn't say it explicitly. But you need to have Malchus. It has to also acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Melech. As we know in our formula, it's Melech HaOlam. So this is the Machlokes Rav and Rav Yochanan. Amar Rabbaye, Kavasei D'Rav Estavra. We're going to prove the Rav is correct. Now again, just thinking before, Baruch HaMakom Shevra, Baruch HaMakom, maybe you could stretch it and mean that's Askaras Hashem. Where's Malchus? Again, maybe the response could be, why is Hashem called Makom? Why is Hashem called Makom? He's Makomo Shel Olam, says the Medrash, right? Nope, maybe in the same way you can use Makom as a kinyan for HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Shem Hashem. Maybe that also counts for Malchus. Again, we'll see more about this. The Maaser, Rabbi Yochanan says you need Malchus. And of course, back to the case of Binyamin Raya. So, what did he say? Brich Rachmana Marida Haipita. Okay, what you have here is Shem Hashem. You don't have Malchus. Well, Rav said Yeyotze. Why? Because Rav didn't require Malchus. For Rabbi Yochanan, he would have to have added Malka the Alma. And according to the Rashba, maybe that was also part of the Shaka Vitaya. When it's born in Shulchan Aruch, as we saw in the two places. So, what did the Shulchan Aruch say? Koch Samach Zayin. Sh'ama Brich Rachmana Malka. Why? Because you see already that we're passing like Rabbi Yochanan, who's in Sintosis also. That's in Koch Samach Zayin. In the other place, that was by Hilchas Brichas Amos and Koch Pei Zayin. Again, Ama B'Malka Brichas Hazan Brich Rachmana Malka. So that's because we need not just Rachmana as a score as Hashem, you need Malka. There's one other place already we mentioned in Shulchan Aruch where this Brich Rachmana finds its appearance, and that's by the Birchas HaGoymel that was quoted by the Meiri as well later, in the later Perek in Brachas. The Gemara talks about someone visiting someone else and making acknowledging that he was saved, and it counts as Birchas HaGoymel. So the Mechaber Paskins in Birchas HaGoymel, Birchas HaDos, Reish Yutes. It's Dalit. You can see with me. In Berach Acher V'Amar. Not the person himself. Someone said it to him. Baruch Ata Hashem Kedmach Olam Asher Gemolcha Kol Tov V'Ana Amen. So you respond Amen to the person who's Meshabeach Hashem for you being saved, Yatsa. V'Chein Im Amar. Notice the Russian. Im Amar B'Rich Rachmana Malka Di Oma Di Yavas Lod V'Ana Amen Yatsa. Mefurish Shulchan Aruch, a third reference to Brich Rachmana. We saw it by Brichas HaMazon, we saw it by Brichas HaMotzi, and now in Reish Tes by Brichas HaGomel. But the common thread is Brich Rachmana, but also Malka. Malka the Oma. Malka here just says Malka. Now Malka the Oma, for some reason, Kup Samach Zayin. In Kupay Zayin, it says Malka also, but by Brichas HaGomel, it says Malka the Oma. Okay, so these are the three cases of Birch Rachmana. Again, consistent with Rabbi Yochanan. Not enough to say Rachmana, you also have to say Melech. Melech Ha'olam or Melech. You have to know if the Ha'olam is essential. Notice, here it says Malka, it says Malka D'Alma. What they say Melech, that Melech Ha'olam. Discussed, but that's also interesting. So this is Rabbi Yochanan. So what do Rabbi say? Kavasi de Rav Mistab. I have a raya that it's not necessary to say Malchus, just Haskaras Hashem. The Sanya, he quotes the Girsa, we have the Sanya, Braisa. We have to see there's also a Mishnah that Chora could have been quoted as well. But let's see what is quoted, the Sanya. Lo avarti mimitzvosecha velo shachachti. Those are the words of the Pasuk. And here we have a Drasha and a Braisa on each of these phrases. Lo avarti mi mitzvosecha, lo avarti mi levarechecha, from offering you a bracha, velo shachachti mi lehaske shimcha olav. So there's two drashas from each phrase, one for each phrase. One has to do with levarechecha, and distinct from that is mi lehaske shimcha. Ve'ilu malchus lo katani, but malchus is not mentioned, so therefore it's a raya that Rav is correct, and this braisa, we'll see again the context in a second. Rabbi Yochanan Tani, he's Magia the Braisa, Velo Shachachti, not just Melaskishimcha, Melaskishimcha Umachuscha Olav. He merges Melaskishimcha Umachuscha as one entity. So therefore, it's considered, it is in fact mentioning Malchus. Therefore, it's not a problem for the Braisa, because in fact, Malchus was mentioned with Magia the Braisa. Interesting though, you notice within Rabbi Yochanan's Taich of the Braisa, it comes out that Lehaske Shimcha and Malchuscha are integrated. See, with Rabbi Yochanan, you can say there's two dinim, two parallel dinim. You have to check this box and check that box. Yeah, the Maisa from the Braisa, it sounds like they're one and the same. In other words, it's just you have to acknowledge. The Malchus is another layer of expressing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Melech HaOlam. Maybe it's a question to everybody, but you see Rabbi Yochanan, the way he's reading it into the pasuk. Now, let's understand exactly what these drushes are all about. What's the context? Now, Rashi just tells us, Milvarechecha, Baruch Hashem Kidshan Mitzvosav, so Rashi is letting us in on the bracha that we're discussing. The bracha has to do with the bracha on Afrashas Truma Umaisa. Rashi doesn't tell us where these words are in the Chumash, but we can begin to speculate, right? And we can know, because we know Chumash, right? So where's this pasuk, and what's the bracha? Milavarechecha, the bracha of Afrashas Truma Umaisa. If you remember, there was a Tosefta that we quoted just before the Mishnah Daf Mem Amud Aleph. We discussed the issue of Ten Lo Me'ein Bechosav, Bracha on Ala Mitzvahs, or Bracha on Separate Mitzvahs, the parallel Sugya and Sukkah, if you remember. So, the halacha is if you mafish Tshuma, you say Bracha Shekidshav Bichas HaMitzvah LaHafish Tshuma. If you mafish Meiser, then you'd make a bracha of muhafish ma'aser. If you're about to do both, so the Tosefta says, Kinira, that you can be make one nusach bracha that's encompassing hafrashas tuma and ma'aser. And apparently that everyone agrees to, right? As opposed to ala mitzvahs, where Yehuda would say, no, you have to say a special bracha on tefillin, special bracha on, what was it, lulav, right? Even you're doing them together, the same ma'imad. There we hold up Rabbi Yehuda, Alacha Kirav Yehuda. But this is different, because L'maisa, you are being specific about Truma and about Maisa, just that you're folding together Truma and Maisa together. So Rashi says that's the bracha that we're discussing. Now, exactly what is this drasha? Where do these words appear in Chumash? Well, you don't have to look too far in the Amud. Right before this Rashi happens to be an Adibra Maslo, coincidentally, because of the Gemara before. The Gemara mentions the Mishnah in Sota, Perek Elunamarin, Elunamarin B'chol Lashem. The Gemara quoted it for the sake of Birchas HaMazon, but what else is on the list? Parsha Sota, and then the second thing is Bidui Maisa. Rashi says, Bi'arti HaKodesh Min Havayis. Ah, so now we know what we're talking about. So it so happens, right? Yagid HaLavreya, we have a little bit from the Rashi himself, the two Rashis together. It so happens that Bi'arti HaKodesh Min Havayis is Vidui Meiser, and that's also where you have Lo Avartim Mesachav Lo Shachachti. Those who know Chumash would know already without my saying anything else. But what does it say in Chumash, and what parsha is it found? No? Kisavo. Where's the parsha? No, okay, even better. Okay. So what do you have in Kisavo? The beginning of the parsha, that's not the parsha. The beginning of the parsha is what? What's the first mitzvah in Kisavo? Mikurim. Right after that comes the parsha Vidui Maisa. What does Vidui Maisa mean? Ki sechale lase es komase tu lascha vashana ashrish es shidas amaser v'nasata l'alevi l'ager yosma l'manach v'ach v'shvach v'saveyu. In other words, clearing house. We know there's something called Biur Chametz, right? Biur Chametz, oh, it's in our consciousness right now, if you did for Pesach. There's halacha of Biur Maisers, and there's halacha of Vidui Maisa. The Arta Kodesh Min Abayis is a declaration. What happens is Kisechale Laser. See, this is working off of another pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, where the Torah says Nikseh Shalosh Shanim. This is in Parshas Re'eh. Totsi Es Komasa Tvu Ascha. This is in Re'eh Tezvav Chav Ches. We read it when we have Aser to Aser and Shmini Atzeres, and whenever Shabbos is a Shabbos. We start earlier from before Kol HaBachor, Aser to Aser. Nikseh Shalosh Shanim, at the end of 3 years, says the Pasuk Pashas Re'eh, Totsi Es Kol Masa Tzvotcha Bashana Yivinach B'Sharecha. Uva HaLevi Ke'im Ochei Kodach HaLeimach. It means you have to clear house. Biur can mean different things. Biur can mean burning. Biur can also mean the Ayat HaKodesh Min Abayis is clearing it away. Can you Mekai Biur Chametz by that? Possibly. Vashi Mashma that way, that's part of what Biur Chametz we discussed in Pesachim Zman. But L'maisa, you have to clear away every 3 years whatever is accumulated that you have to give to the various recipients, Trumas, Maisers, Bikurim, whatever it is we're supposed to go. Then, the Pasuk says in Kisava, working off of that, Kisachala laser. Let's go masa to us. Okay, Rashi. I read the Rashi for you. Kishatigmor lahafish maisel shashana shlishis. Rashi, the pasuk kisachala laser kisavo. When you finish the mafish maisel of the third year, now what happens? First and second year, a maisel sheni years, right? And then you have, like, it starts a maisel for the lady, a maisel sheni that you take your shalai maisel. Ani is in the year 3 and year 6. Kishatigmor lahafish maisel shashana shlishis. Kavas man habiur. The Avidui, says Rashi. Rashi says the erev of Pesach Shoshana Revius. The emphasis is that the Vidui itself, its mashmah for most Rishonim, it actually took place on the last day of Pesach. Rashi's mashmah was erev Pesach. For sure, the clearing of the house was by erev Pesach. The shaila is when was the Vidui itself? So there was mashmah from the Pashup Shat and Mishnayis that it was mincha time on the last day of Pesach. So Rashi says kavas man abir va'avidui the erev Pesach Shoshana Revius. Year 4. There's going to be year 4, and also what's the other year? Every 3 years. So now year 4 and year 7 during the Shemitah year. So it's now coming Pesach. This is not a, what's today in the cycle? It's not year 4, right? What is now? 2. Okay, but if it'll be year 4, year 7. So then, Shenema Mitzvah Shalosh Shanim, Tavis Kol Maser. Rashi says that. Okay. Shnas HaMaser, it's a Shona that only one. One of the two maisers is noheg. Fine. So now you make sure everyone gets what they're supposed to get. Next pasuk. V'amarta lefnei Hashem Elokecha. You make a declaration. Usually vidui is Hashem no balatad no gazan no. This is achein. This is an unusual type of vidui. Vidui confession. What are you confessing? Kadosh Baruch Hu, you should know. The Arte Kodesh, I did this right. Why it's called Vidui? It's a good question. You're declaring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I did everything right. The Arte Kodesh with the Bais, I took everything, I cleared it out from the house. The Gam, the Sativ, La Levi, La Ger, La Yosom, the Almana, the Chom, it's Vas Chashet, to be sunny, as you instructed me. Here comes the key words. Lo Avarti, Mi Mitzvah Secha, the Lo Shecha. I haven't transgressed from what you said. This is your vidui. The loshach, I haven't forgotten. Continues, next pasuk, ochaldi v'oni mimenu, more halachas that he's declaring that he complied with. Ma'aser sheni, aser ba'aninus, ochaldi v'oni mimenu, v'vi'at menu b'tamei, that's another halacha. V'onis hati menu l'meis, different pshat and what that means. Shamati b'ko Hashem elokai, asisi k'cho Hashem s'bisani. With that, koach, of being misvada, that I did everything right, you come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kigiv Kiviyachol, and say, not just I'm begging, sounds like you're doing more Hashkifa, Rashi says, again, it's based on the Sifrei and the Mishnayis, Hasinu Masha Gazarta Aleinu, Af Ata Sei Masha Alecha Lassus. We did our part, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashkifa, Monkachcham, and Hashemayim. Who else says it?
We do.
Kohanim say this. When we duchen, Kohanim duchen, after the duchening is over, there's a special tefillah. Gemara says that Kohanim will go to Shalom, says, what is that? Aleinu, af ata hashkif malkachachem. It comes from right here. Be very nice. Okay, we're not interested right now in the larger topic. It's a great topic to talk about. There's a whole kuntris that the Aderes, the father of Rav Kook, wrote about Vidui Maisa, a whole kuntris about it. Details. Maisa is a drasha that the Gemara is quoting from Lo Avarti Mitzvah Lo Shachachti. And what does it say? Lo Avarti Milvarechacha. I did not violate, transgress, making a bracha. Rashi, the bracha, Shekitshan of Mitzvosa, Mitzvah, Lafish, Truma, Maisa. Lo Shachachti, Laske Shimcha. And Malchus is not mentioned. It's a striking. Why? Because bracha, birchas mitzvah, deraisa, rabbanan. Rabbanan. Well, the bracha said rabban, birchas mitzvah is deraisa. Okay, so what's the simple answer? Remez nasmachta. Could be. Something else interesting. We'll come back to this question. You look at Rashi on the pasuk. Always good to learn Chumash with Rashi. Lo avarti mi mitzvah secha, Says Rashi, lo hefrashti min al she'eno mino. I didn't do hefrasha in an incorrect way. To mafish, you're supposed to mafish min al mino. Whatever min it is, you mafish from that on itself. You're not to mafish from one min to another. Umin achadash al yashan, again, different years. You can't do, you have to you mafish for that year. Lo shachachti milubarechacha al hefrashas meiser. So Rashi on the Chumash is deviating from what the Gemara is quoting here. Now, what did the Gemara quote? Lo'avarti mi'mitzvasecha, lo'avarti mi'lebarechecha. So, lo'avarti is bracha. Lo'shachachti mo'haske shimcha, for Rav, and Rav Yochanan puts into that also malchuscha. And what did Rashi say again? Lo'avarti, it has to do with the technical halacha of min al she'eno mino. Lo'shachachti mi'lebarechecha. Interesting. That's not what the Gemara says about mem and brachas. Now, the Gemara quoted a brice, a Desanya. What do they tell you, Mesoras Hashas? It's a Sifrei Pashas Kisavo. There is a Sifrei. But not only is there a Sifrei, there is Mishnayos. The Mishnah in Maaseh Sheni, Perek He, goes through the phrases of Vidui Maaseh. See, what I told you before, when is it done? So the Lashna Mishnah is Mashma, not Erev Pesach. The Lashna Mishnah is in Perikei Mishnah Yud of Maaseh Sheni. The Mincha v'yom tov ha'acharon hayu misvadim. Mincha v'yom tov ha'acharon. In other words, the end of Pesach. The Bar Tanura says, they didn't do it v'yom tov rishon, v'yad achar habir, k'dei sh'yolam ha'yocha b'regel. Hilchach Erev Yom Tov, Hayim Evayis. Erev Pesach, of these 2 years, year four, year seven, he would do the beer. He starts the beer chametz, he would do the beer of the maestros, the Musa maestros, to give everyone what they need. U'mishayer ad Yom Achron. And then, b'mincha, Yom Tov Achron, Hayim Mitzvadim. Ketzad Hayim Havili, says the Mishnah. B'yarte HaKodesh Ben Abayis, Zem Maestro Shein, Minat Zerevay. Nesatev HaLevi, Zem Maestro Levi. Gam Nesatev Zetumas Maestro. Going through each phrase, what it means. Agir Yosem Ba'amana, Zem Maisa Ani, Hagakat Shikha Ba'peya, Matas Aniyim, Gilcho Mitzvoscha Shetvi Sani. Lo Avarti Mimitzvosecha, says the Mishnah. This is the Mishnah Yud Aleph, Perakei Maisa Sheni. Lo Efrashti Mimin Al She'eno Mino. Ah, so Rashi and Chumash, it's not off, and it's on a limb. Rashi is patterned after the Mishnah Mishnah. If you look at Sifri, also. Now, here's the Lashon HaMishnah. What did Rashi say in Chumash? Lo shachachti milavarechecha precious maisers. What did our Gemara have? Lo avarti mimitzvosecha milavarechecha lo shachachti milhaskeh shimcha. The Lashon HaMishnah. Lo shachachti milavarechecha umelahaske shimcha olav. Interesting. So what did the Mishnah do? The Mishnah put into lo shachachti, I didn't forget, the two things. Which two things? Milavarechecha umelahaske shimcha. So this is interesting to notice. Shinoi in terms of the drushes. So there's a lot of discussion, Tzlach, others. Why did the Gemara quote a Braisa? Apparently the Braisa has a little different way of looking at it. Lo avarti mitzvosecha is milavarechecha, lo shachachti is milhaske shimcha. The Maisa in the Mishnah, it says both milavarecha, milhaske shimcha, and lo shachachti. But meanwhile, the idea is that there's apparently a reference to a bracha that we're discussing when you do the mitzvah of hafrashas maisa, trumas maisas. So you have to know that Pnei Yeshua thinks that the Gersa should be, it's not. Because it's a Mishnah. Why go to a Braisa? But the Tzlach has an Arichas here to try to explain why they more quoted the Braisa. So that we're not going to go into so much. Let me read you the leaf from the Tosfos Yontif on this. Nilvarecha umahaske shimcha olav. So, Harash perakets mevarchin goris mulhaske shimcha umachus chalav. That's Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan put it all into together. So we'll see in Tosfos in a minute about this also. Then the Tosfos Yontif quotes a Mizrahi and a Gur Aryeh. They are Mefarshi, Rashi, and Chumash. What's their problem? So what is this idea of bracha? But there's no bracha in our Torah. So the Mizrahi has a comment on Rashi. And he says, it must be like this. Mid Oraisa, there's a mitzvah to Mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the time that you've been mavish to Mishamaisis. So it doesn't mean bracha with a nusach, exactly. To Mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Aske Shimcha means to mention Hashem's name. So this is called by Tosfos Yadif. Utmiyani al Mizrahi Vagur Aryeh Shekasu Amasa Pirish Rashi. The parasha is Kisovo. Lo shachachti milavarechecha shavat shalomar shemach vehoda milavarecha means that you're mishabeach Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The ilu nusach bracha atik nesus hagdola tiknua umid rabbanan he. Va'amah haMizrahi, the Mizrahi, the Rav Mizrahi says shezos haMishnah shomeres milavarechecha milahaske shimcha maskim imzah pirush adibi Rashi. That all it means is you mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not nusach. The echt haskin in that pirush. Achrisha Gemara Maisi Mishnah Zu. He says Gemara quotes this Mishnah. I put the Rav of Yochanan b'chol bracha she'im b'shem u'malchus. Ela the nachon the Rashi nusach habracha kama. V'cheinu behedya b'Rashi perkeis mevarchin. What did Rashi say? Did Rashi is Rashi mashma mishach the bracha? So we're talking about shevach in general. We're talking about nusach habracha. Lashon Rashi. Baruch Asher Kitchan Mitzvos Kitchan Avish Tumas. The Afa Gav Dim Drabbanan He Asmachu Akra Dmi Gria Bracha Asmucha Akra Mishad Dvarim Dim Drabban Shasmicha Mal Mikros. So what you all said is what Toshiyati says, that basically it's a bracha Midrabbanan, but it's Asmachta. But meanwhile, Rabbi has a right to bring. To bring the drasha of an asmachta that Rav Yochanan is added is not mentioned here. No mention of malchus. Okay. It's not interesting to notice the shinui between the Mishnah, the Sifrei, and the Gemara here, the Braisa, that whether you see lo avarti going already on bracha, or lo avarti is on something else, and then lo shachachti is going on that. I saw Rav Yaakov both in Chumash and Rav Kamenetsky in Chumash and also in his parish on Ha'aretz and Shas. It's an interesting svara. Why do we dash a bracha from these words? Why? Like, you can find a lot of ways to dash it. Like, we do see Lavarti Milavarechecha or Lashachachti Milavarechecha. Like, where do you see in the words an indication of bracha? Why? Let's go with the law of Varti, like Agirsa. Law of Varti, Milvarechecha. Agirma. Where do you see in law of Varti? I didn't violate from blessing. According to Smachta, according to Shevach. But where do you see the words? This is of Yaakov and Chumash, I mean, from the same thing in overlap in the Haris and Shas. Sounds like you're doing a mitzvah, but at the same time, you did something wrong. At the time you're doing the mitzvah, you're doing the mitzvah and lo avarti. I transgressed b'shas ha-mitzvah. I'm doing everything right and lo avarti. I didn't violate something in the process. So how is your shaykh an avera b'shas ha-mitzvah? He's lo shachachti. I forgot to do something. So the Bible says, you did the mitzvah. You did have fresh ass truma. You did have fresh ass maisa. But you didn't do the bracha. So it's a chesar in the shlemus hamitzvah. And he says, you see from here that a chesar in the shlemus hamitzvah is considered like an avera. Just like nena v'loberach is me'ila. So if you do a mitzvah, you didn't do the bracha, it's like a ma'isa avera. The mitzvah itself, we're not talking mitzvah baba avera. Not like eating matzah shel tevel, but we're taking a loaf shel, you know, hagazel. But the fact that you did the mitzvah without the bracha, call it the shevach, midaraisa, call it the bracha drabana, but it became integrated. So it's an avera that you did the mitzvah with that flaw. Okay. You know, famous Mesilas Yesharim, you fashvish b'maisav, you mashvish b'maisav. Remember? What does he say the difference is? One is to look at averas, you mashmesh, what's your fashvish? Even when you do mitzvahs, there's always ways you can see how you lack enthusiasm, you lack mitzvahs, you lack the simcha. So it's like, I'm not saying you're talking mamish and avera, but like, there's always levels within doing a mitzvah. So the law of varti, the law of shachachti, the idea is you're talking about doing a mitzvah, but you, 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 there was a flaw in doing the mitzvah. What was the flaw? You were not mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You didn't bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he goes on to discuss the question of the birchas hamitzvahs being deraisa drabanan as well. Okay, so this is the Gemara. So we have Ra, and meanwhile we see interesting thing. Melahaskir Shimcha is like a kiyam in its own right. Melahaskir Shimcha, and according to Yochanan, Umalchuscha. It's interesting because it comes out bracha is distinct from haskir shimcha. There's bracha and there's askaras Hashem. Does askaras Hashem have an independent kiyum of sorts distinct from bracha? It's an aspect of bracha, right? But it's mentioned as a separate kiyum. Milvarecha ulahaskir shimcha. Where do we find that askaras Hashem has its own kiyum? Again, for Kohanim in the room. Where do you find that? A pasuk in Chumash. To master Hashem is its own key. Kohanim give a bracha to Kal Yisrael, right? Mitzvah Daraisa, Birchas Kehanim. But the pasuk says, Yivracha Hashem Yishmerach, that says in Kosa Baruch, but it also says after the three sukkim, the Samu Eshmi of Bnei Yisrael. It was the Haskaras Hashem. The Askaras Hashem is its own kiyum. The sum with Shemit, the Gemara says, Koinus doesn't duchen is kiyu is mevatu three essays. Kosavaruchu amar lehem is sum with Shemit. The Rambam says it's kiyu. It's not mamish three essays. It's one essay. But you see that there's an aspect of being master the Hashem as part of the mitzvah that is distinct from the mitzvah. So it's an aspect of the mitzvah, but it can be isolated as its own idea. I see that over here. Melahaski shimcha. Askaras Hashem for the bracha. You're masking the shame. That's halachas. How to mask the shame. What you should be thinking about your mask, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. They say Shema, Hashem Elokeinu, Adnus, Hayahu Aviyah. Askaras Hashem is its own idea, has its own halachas, its own chalos. I think I see that in the words of the Brice of Alhaski Shimcha Alam. Again, so the Gemara is bringing this Kohen Asmachta, Kohen, whether you wish. Some want to say maybe there's a mitzvah Doraisa, Bahavish Tumas and Maestris, Dafka, there's a Bichas and Mitzvah Doraisa. You have to know if that really this is the Makar. There's a mitzvah, Bichas and Mitzvah, Midoraisa. What is it? Tumas and Maestris, this Makar. Pashtas and Asmachta, right? And, or it's just the drasha to be master HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shevach, the time that you're doing HaFrashas Tumas HaMaisis. Okay, what does Tosu say? Amar Abaye Kavasei Derab Mistaba. So Abaye brought a raya that all that's necessary is Askaras Hashem because it doesn't mention Malchus. So who do we hold like? Do we need Malchus in a bracha or do we just suffice with Askaras Hashem? Yesh Mefarshim. This again, time after time, Yesh Mefarshim, it's also starting in Amud Aleph. Yesh Mefarshim, the Mistaver Braisa Kavase. So then all you need for bracha is Askaras Hashem. And it's B'diyevet Yotzei without Malchus, or Chachila maybe. B'chein Pasak Ri, the Kol Bracha, Mir of Alphas, Pasak Rav Yochanan. That you need Malchus. B'chein Pasak Ri, the Kol Bracha, She'im b'malchus shamayim ein bracha. So just be masked by Hashem is not enough. Okach chayy omri she'im hay medaleg malchus shel birchas hamotzi she'tzarach lachzor levarech. Why is he saying birchas hamotzi? What? We're discussing it on the. Okay, maybe. Simple. Tosfos now says further, as we mentioned before, because he had a dig in the Shulchan Aruch about this. Va'afilu direk teva sa'olam vilvad, the nelech levad eino malchus. So we noted earlier, when Brich Rachmana was quoted in two of the three places, it doesn't say malchus the Olam. Tosfos says melech means melech ha'olam. You can't just say melech, it has to be melech ha'olam. Why? Not understood. Maybe not. Melech could be on something more limited. So you have to say Melech HaOlam. The Tosha has a very interesting kasha. We say Shemoneh Esrei every day, multiple times a day, and all the brachas that follow the first bracha are smuchel chavetz. The first bracha sets the tone. And there's no malchus. There's askaras Hashem. There's no malchus. Baruch Hashem, okeinu kevaseinu, okei Avram, okei Yitzchak, and so on. No malchus. Satosha asks, ubrachas shoshmona esrei ein behen malchus? The Einan Boyin, meaning all the other brachas. The Einan Boyin B'psicha, the Einan Boyin B'psicha, or B'chasim and Shaykh Malchus. So, in other words, all the brachas that follow, the 18 brachas after the first, so it's Muchel Chavata, so there's no Baruch in the beginning, and you never have Malchus at the end of the bracha. The end is always Baruchat Hashem. Oh, Avol, but where's the brachas from the first bracha? There's no Melech Olam in the first bracha. Avol, Elokei Avraham, Havi Kimo Malchus. Incredible words. Elkei Avraham is Malchus. The Avraham Avinu Himlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Kol HaOlam Shodia Malchusa. Avraham Avinu's tafkid in the world and his legacy was that through him Hashem was known throughout the world as Melech HaOlam. So Ad Kedekach, that's synonymous with his own name. Since Avraham Avinu's legacy was that before him Hashem was not known to the people in the world. People didn't believe in monotheism. They did not embrace monotheism. And Avraham Avinu's avoda throughout his life was Vayikra b'shem Hashem. He went around spreading the word, proselytizing. Avraham Megayres Hanashim, Shem Megayres Hanashim. That accomplishment, that means that saying Kei Avraham is saying Melech HaOlam. Yes.
We find that you can use a kinoy for Shem, but maybe this also applies to Malchus.
So if anything, maybe you could say that it's more chiddush, because, I mean, it's still a stretch, but maybe in a chanami, maybe this is easier. Melech HaOlam doesn't have to be the actual words Melech HaOlam. As long as you said something that, when you understand what those words mean, their significance, their essence, you basically said Melech HaOlam. When you say Avraham Avinu, what comes to mind? Because Baruch Hu is known in the world as Melech. That's Malchus.
Maybe see that you can change the words of Malchus.
Okay, this is the part of Tosis. So again, let's elaborate a little bit. Those who learn Chumash and Rashi, Rabbi Sedma, there's a very important Rashi in Chumash that echoes this idea. Which Rashi am I referring to? Parshas Chayisara, right? Parshas Chayisara. When Avraham Avinu has to send Eliezer on a mission to find a shidduch for Yitzchak, so he tells him, I want you to take a shvua that you're going to take a wife from there, from family, you're not going to go to the Benos Kenan. The language used is Vashbiacha, Vashem, Elokei Hashemayim, Elokei Haaretz. Asher lo sikach isha levni, this is Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Gimel, and so on. So he says, I'm making you swear by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yud Kevavke, Elokei Hashemayim Velokei Haaretz. That's the words of the Pasuk. Now, the Eved asks a question, what if she doesn't want to go, come back to this land? Hashem says, no matter what, you can't bring my son, right? You can't bring my son, Pentas is B'nei Shama. Don't worry, it'll work out. And how does he express it? Hashem, Elokei Hashemayim, Asher Kachanim, based on Beretz Molati, Hashem, the God of the heavens, who took me out of my father's house and my birthplace, and he spoke to me, and he promised me that I'll give your children this land. He's going to send the Malach, therefore don't worry. You don't have to bring my son there. He's not going anywhere. Hashem will be Matzliach your way, and you'll be able to bring a wife from there back here. But notice the Shinoi Lashon. Hashem Elokei Hashamayim. In response to the question of Eliezer, Ramek says, Hashem Elokei Hashamayim Asher Lo Kachanim Beis Avi. When it starts off, and he says, I want you to take a shvua, he says, Vashbiacha B'Hashem Elokei Hashamayim Ve'Elokei Haaretz. What the difference? Who knows the Rashi? So many of you know the Rashi. What's Rashi say? Rashi Chumash. Beautiful Rashi. Elkei Hashemayim Asher Lukachani. V'lo Omer V'lo Elkei Haaretz. U'lemalo Hu Omer V'ashbiacha What's the answer? Amalei. Achshav hu Elokei Hashem Elokei Aretz. At the time that I'm Mashbiah, at this moment in time, Hashem is not just up in the sky, he's Kei Hashemayim, he's Elokei Aretz. Shehir Galtiv b'fi Avrios. I have made Hashem familiar. His name is known in people's mouths. It's part of people's consciousness. I made it that people now know about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he's Elokei Aretz as well. But now when he's responding to the question that Hashem, who took me, mi beis avi, he's going back in time. He's thinking about the past. When Hashem said to me, lech lecha, at that time, what was he? He was only Kei Hashemayim. Avo kishelo kachanin beis avi, hayo Kei Hashemayim, lo Kei Aretz. Shelo hayu boi ola makirin bo. Ushmo lo hayu ragil ba'aretz. Mamash Rashi Chumash. That's the answer to Pesukim. In other words, before Avram set out on his mission to go to Eretz Canaan and to do the Avodah Vikra B'Shem Hashem, so Hashem wasn't yet known down below. But what did Avram accomplish? That now, Elkei Hashem, Elkei Aretz. So that's the idea of Tosis. That saying Elkei Avram is Mamish Dinamis Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says in Brachas Dav Zayin on the base, top of the Amud, that until Avram Avinu, there was no one to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu by what name? Adam. Hashem Elokim Atitanli, Avraham Avinu was one who referred to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first one, as Adam. This is Avraham Avinu. Therefore, we have Malchus. This is Tosis' answer. The Meiri has a different answer to this question. There's a Meiri answer on the Kasha Shmoneh Esrei. Like Rav Yochanan. Lemez v'davar, he brings from the Yerushalmi. Haramimcha l'kaya melech v'barcha shimcha. So you have both. V'davka b'matbea katsa, avog b'matbea orach, ki barcha smuch l'kabata, en posech b'barach, en chosim b'malchus. In other words, there's no chasim b'malchus at the end of the barcha, and you don't need to have in the beginning if it's smuch l'kabata. And even if it is, en a smuch, only the beginning needs, not the end. B'shem atomas the Meiri, bracha mishona shel shmona esrei, heichin b'malchus. So first he says, slightly different than Tosis, what does he say? Perishu chachmei harishonin, hatam, hoyo v'lishchiras avos huskina, l'shchiras avos huskina, it's all chachas the avos, the bracha is called avos. Okay, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Magen Avram, b'chachosin, but it's all the avos. The kodim zmanon, before the zman ha'avos, lo ha'isa malchusam efersemes efi avrios, lo eskibo malchus. So it's a little bit different. Tosafot makes a big deal about specific Elokei Avram. That's there, right then, there. That's your malchus. The Meiri is saying, since it's all about avos, and the avos, before them, there was no Hakarva Kadosh Baruch in the world, so that's why you don't need malchus. But where do we find malchus? At the end of the bracha. There is a mention, not in the beginning. But we come up with Shlimuhu, the self bracha. This Tosafot doesn't point that. Ka'amro, Melech Ozem Mashiach Magen. But notice, for Tosafot, he couldn't necessarily help you. Why? Because Tosafot says that Melech needs to have what? Melech Olam. So Tosafot didn't say this because with Shitaso, you haven't really fulfilled Melech, Malchus with Melech by itself. According to Meiri, it's also maybe not perfect because usually the Malchus is Mamish in the beginning. Samach to Hashem. Even Rav Yochanan, who said Malchus, Tni Haskara Lahaski Shimcha Umachuscha. Sounds like the two are a package, like we said before. The person would say Bracha to Hashem, and then halfway through the Bracha, he would mention Melech at the end of the Bracha. Would that count? I don't know. Pashtas, the Malchus has to be in the beginning. So I don't know if this is a perfect answer. Just L'maisa, we're relying on the fact that Kenegad the Avos, you don't need Malch. But they still put Malchus at the end anyway. Then the Meiri says another answer. Another answer. Interesting chidush. A bracha that's made of Bria Sa'olam or Alamitzvus. Now, Bria Sa'olam would include, let's say, Birchas Hanenin. probably also Birchas HaShevach. Birchas HaMitzvus as well. That needs Malchus. The idea is, he says, Gozer V'Oser Kirtzono. Gozer V'Oser means he makes the world, he makes the neflos of the world happen. He created the foods that allowed us to enjoy the world. He's Gozer Mitzvus that we have to fulfill. That's the Gozer V'Oser Kirtzono. In other words, Briyas HaOlam and Mitzvus are Gozer V'Oser Kirtzono. But Bakasha, Brachas HaBakasha, now, Tfila is also Shevach and Hoda, but it's framing the Bakasha. So the essence of Tfila is Bakasha, and Tzarech Malchus. Interesting. I know what to say. Chayra, Yim Bakash from the Melech, right? The Melech can do anything he wants. Why not acknowledge Melech? That doesn't. Malchus is more specific when it's about Gozer Ba'osa. But to be Mevakish, no. Chidish and the Me'iri, that's the Me'iri's answer. Tosus goes further. Another example is Magen Avos. U'me'ein sheva d'maskei b'Shabbos. So what happens there? There's a quasi chazaras hashatz Friday night, right? Magen Avos. What happens after Shmoneh Esrei of Rosh Shabbos? The Chazan says, he says, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Yisrael Seinu, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Yaakov, Elokei Hagod, even Elokei Elokeinu Kol Nishmei Ba'aretz. So what tells his kasha? So it's Avram, right? So what's the kasha? It says okay, Avram. So same answer. What's bothering Tosus? So he's going to say that in a minute, but I don't know why Tosus like backwards. Tosus already said it. He's going to come back and point it out. Apparently, that answer Tosus wasn't sure if it's a perfect answer. He didn't give another answer, so I don't know. Pasha had to read the Tosus. Tosus says, I have a good answer for that regardless. What does he say? Ho v'yeshba kela kadosh ein kamohu, hainu kamo malchus. Ho kela kadosh ein kamohu, there's nobody like him. Where do you know that that's malchus? Kimo shema yisrael Hashem elkenu Hashem achad, davi b'mokom malchus. What does he mean b'mokom malchus? What is Tosus referring to? What halacha? What gemara? What? Something else. Tosus has him on a gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Where do we find you need Psukim and Malchus in Shmoneh Esrei of Musaf? You have to mask here the theme of Malchios, three Psukim from Chumash, Tzuvim, Neviim, and then Chosim B'Shel Torah. Same for Zechron, same for Shabbat. So there's a Gemara Rosh Hashanah, it has Machokis and different Tanoim, but certain Psukim, does it count, does it not count? So it's Machokis of either of Yossi, I think it is. Shema Yisrael, Shema Kenneth, Shema Chah, does it count as Malchus or not? Because it doesn't say Melech in the words. So we hold, like the Tana, that that's Malchus. Why? I didn't say the word Malchus, but what is Malchus all about? That ain't old. There's nobody but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Malchus. So therefore, Shema Yisrael is Malchus. Tosus means that Gemara. Doesn't quote it, they don't tell you, but unless they're Mitzayni on the side, Mitzayni Shas. Yeah, okay, Rosh Hashanah Lamed Beis. Yeah, so that's it. That Shema Yisrael is Kama Malchus, so therefore, Kel Kodesh in Kama is Malchus. But then, for some reason, Tosus, I mean, ask the kasha and says the teretz, and then says, "Ufim Hashem preaches the gohecha the simon ki Avram hafu malchus nicha." He just said it. Like, it's a little bit strange that Tosus would have said an answer and then says a kasha from something else, which doesn't even start based on what he said. And he gives a teretz. Yeah, what he said before, it's good. Yeah, but obviously, maybe Tosus wanted more, so he got more out of it. He didn't come out. Okay, Lord of Yochanan, lo kasha. There's another point. I'm unrelated. To Lotani Malchusra. In other words, the Meiser Yochanan had to put it in, but like, why doesn't it say it? Sounds like Tosus didn't learn it was Magia. Sounds like you have to assume Malchus as well. He says, no, the Ato Kiruchah Kohai, the Limni Velezo, does he have to count every detail? It's understood, Malchusra. So Tosus apparently learned it wasn't like a Tani wasn't Magia, the Meiser, you have to understand Malchus as well. Let's see how this gets brought in Shulchan Aruch, about bracha requiring Malchus and Askaras Hashem. Okay, this is going to be in Simin, Reish, what Simin is it? What? Reish Yud Dalet. Everyone see it? One sif. Simin Reish Yud Dalet. Says the Machaber, And also, we saw the Rambam yesterday. What did the Rambam paskin on this, Rabbi Osai? What did the Rambam say? That when he brought the halacha of Laz. What did the Rambam say when he brought the halacha of Racha Belash and Laz? As long as you did what, said the Rambam? As long as you did Shem and Malchus. That was the Lashon Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, right? Halacha vav, alevav. Kol brachos kor nemachol lashon v'hu shiyomer ki'ein shikdu chachanim v'mshina samadbea ho v'hizker askara u'malchus v'nyina bracha afil b'lashon chol yaz. So now we're going to have to think about the implications for lashon chol here. Now we know we need askaras Hashem, we need malchus. And we saw brich rachmana mechaber paskins both by Hamotzi, by brich hazan. And we saw Birchas HaGoyim today, Reshit Tes. All those cases, Malchus, Rachmana, and also Malka. The Alma or Malka. Here we have the Pesach itself, Reshit Dal. Kol bracha she'ein ba'askaras she'em u'malchus ein ha'bracha. Like Rabbi Yochanan. Like the Rif. As the Ver HaGola says, right? Aleph. Brachas mem uki Rabbi Yochanan ha'rif v'rambam shav. The Rambam's probably mentioned as well in other halachas. Vim dileg shem o malchus, left at one or the other, yachza v'yavarech. Continues the machaber, v'afilu lo dileg el ateva sa'olam levad, tzarech yachza v'yavarech, demelech levad eino malchus. That's based on Tosfos Shem and the Rush. And again, the question that we should keep in mind is, when machaber mentions Brich Rachmana, in Kuf Pei Zayin and Kuf Samach Zayin, Malka, Mari Dahipita. Where's Melcha Ola? Malka. Mari Dahipita is like Melcha Ola? Melcha the bread, I don't know. In like Birchas HaGomel and Reish HaTest, Malka Dioma. You have to know, why the Mechaba Paskins, you have to have Ha'ola. And by the Brich Rachmana, two of the three examples, he needs that Ha'ola. Mishnah Bura. Kol bracha, said Katnala. Hainu, bein birchas hanenin, bein birchas hamitzvus, bein bracha ruka sheyesh b'psicha v'chasima, bein she'en b'al psicha belvad, except for bracha smuch al chavata, din nemsheches, lebracha al kodemes, lo sheyesh b'tchilas Hashem Malchus. If you have Hashem Malchus in the first bracha, then the next bracha doesn't have to have a Shemu Malchus in the beginning. Shemu Malchus, if cut in days, I, Shemun Esrei, Vada Tfila Shemun Esrei, Vatikno Malchus, so the Beis Yosef Hashem Harash, and Tosus by us, the bracha was shown in Kivan, the Isbei, Okel HaGado, a different answer. Okel HaGado, Chashik, another answer. Tosus says, Okel Abra, the Meiri says, Bakasha. The Rush, because we can take a look in the Rush, Okel HaGado is Kemo Malchus. They bring here in the Shema Zalman, in the Dirshu, if you say, Baruch Hashem Avinu HaGadol, or Av HaOlam, that's also like Malchus Av, Father and Melech are the same, Avinu Malkeinu, it's Chiddush, Avinu is like Malkeinu. You say Avinu Malkeinu, it's separate. Don't know. V'ayin Sham Otiruz. Okay. V'imdileg, you left out Shem o Malchus, avum dileg tevas ata inam ake b'diavet. Okay. Shem, hainu shilo omar klal askara. This is important. What does it mean, Shem? What's called Shem Hashem in the bracha? So the Mishnah Berurah says, without any askara, avum oma askara achas kimo alef dalet nun yud or elokeinu yatz. So let's say you read that Hashem, you just say elokeinu. Baruch atah, elokeinu melech olam. So the Mishnah Berurah is saying that's good enough. I want to come back to this. Let's just see the end of the Mishnah Berurah. Yachza v'yivarech ha'machada mayu in psicha sabachat yis v'yishem u'malchus v'adim yin bracha sheish b'chassim amdilek ha'shem b'chassim ha'vikro chassim kral. If you say bracha atah and no see Hashem at the end of the bracha, it doesn't count. the Melech Levad without Ha'olam, the Sefer of Na'oz HaKolokoseh, Ayin Be'er Lacha, which is Abba Vesa. So Be'er Lacha has a discussion about the Ha'olam issue. That's the Be'er Lacha over here, you see? The Sefer of Na'oz HaKolokoseh, Helodav V'Desafiku, Nisafik, you don't repeat the Bracha. He actually makes the deal that we made, because the Rosh doesn't say Rachmana Malka. He says by Berchas Hadar, he does say Malka de Oma, and there he only says Rachmana Malka, our deal. So they make the deal here as well. Maybe it's a Kitzur Lashon, but the Shulchan Aruch says it that way. I don't know. That's the discussion of Bi'er Lacha. Maybe Melech and HaMelech is different. I don't know. Okay, let's look at the Shirat Siyun. Back on Beis and Gimel. What constitutes Askaras Hashem? Rachmana counts, right? Rachmana counts. Now, we saw yesterday one of the Mahalchim of the Kesem Mishnah, the second Pshat. Why did he say Rav Yossi doesn't accept? No, forget it. Why do we say not accept Baruch HaMakom? What did the Kesem Mishnah say? Because it's not Askaras Hashem. That's why it's Kashim Madbeya. But Rav Yossi did count Rachmana. Now, we hold Rachmana counts. Malkom, Baruch HaMalkom, not mentioned Shulchan Aruch, mentioned by the Mishnah Berurah. What's called Askar? Let's say you say Harachaman. Let's say you say Rachum. Could that count as Askar Hashem? What will you think?
Rachmana.
If Rachmana counts, then why should Rachum not count? There are different levels of Askaras Hashem. It says, Mishnah Berurah Sharet Siyun, we'll see. Rav Moshe doesn't quote this, but you'll see Rav Moshe has a certain assumption about these issues. We'll see for tomorrow. Look at the Tshuva of Rav Moshe for tomorrow. Very kedai. But first, look at the Sharet Siyun here. Beis and Gimel. What does he go on? Shelo Amar Kal Askar. Avam Amar Askar Achas. Fine. Says the Sharet Siyun, V'lo Gora Zem Mitemes Rachmana B'Sem Mekum Samach Zayim Sifyur Diyatz. What's Lo Gora? What's he going on? If you said, Baruch Atah Hashem, or Elokeinu, that's no worse than Rachman. Now, what's the next thing? Oh, Elokeinu Yatsa. Nira Pashut, look at this, Bira, Asherat Siyam Gimel. Nira Pashut, the Hu Hadin, Im Hizkir Eiz Hashem, Mishiva Shemos She'enam Nimchakin. So again, there are seven names from Moran Shavuos. What are they? Kael, Elokeinu, Tzvakos, Shakai, Yudkevavke, Adnus. Right? There are seven names that you're not allowed to erase. Any one of those names, the Yatsa B'Dievet, Dulogara Kozem Mitevas Rachman. Okay, that's Enam Nimchakin. What about the Kinuyim? Rachum, Chanun, Erech Apayim. Baruch Atah Rachum, Baruch Atah Erech Apayim. Baruch Atah Harachaman. Counts or doesn't count? It sounds like only Shemos Enam Nimchakim. Why about Shemos HaNimchakim? Malkom, you can erase? Yeah. Rachum, you can erase? So can you say Rachum in the Brach? Go back, there's another Sharet Siyun earlier that we maybe said it quickly. Let's go back to that one. There's a when Mishnah Berurah quotes Baruch HaMakom, what does he add on the bottom in the Sharet Siyun? Where was that? Was that in Kuf Samachthain? Yeah. But he added at the end of the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat Nun Nun Beis, yeah. If you say Bich Rachmana Yatsa, Kimishal Kopanim Hiske Shemu Malchus Vina Bracha, Ufima Shepasak Machabel Kaman Reish Yudalid. See, by the way, he puts in Malka the Oma. Interesting. Reish Yudalid, because that's what we just read. You need to have Malka the Oma. So he says you have to add that here too. Mari kan de Oma Malka de Oma Mare. Even though Machabe didn't say it. Strange. Machabe says it by Birchas Agoyno. In Birchas Amotzi and Birchas Azan, he didn't say Malka de Oma. But the Mishnah says you have to say that. Right? Mashenuk Lashon Bir Halacha, that's the Bir Halacha of the Evan Ozer. That's the Mishnah Berurah that we, the Bir Halacha that we just looked at. I'm saying. Umasma Bishas. The end of Sukkot and Gimel. So what does he have? He has Hamako Melcha Olam. It was Brahmana Malka Dioma and Hamako Melcha Olam. Right? So why do you Melcha Olam? Because he's Malchus. And what is that? Askaras Hashem? Hamako. We'll get the Banim in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot, and Sharetzion and Gimel. Oh, in the Beis and Gimel. So why do I say Baruch HaMakom works? The after Shamu Das Rav Meir, HaKatz HaShem Rosh, the Sharech HaDalach HaKir Rav Meir. U'mikol Makom Mista Pakna. Efter the Davka Bizmanom, so he koren Lashem Yisbarach B'Lashon Zeh. What does he mean? So in those days, they referred to Hashem with this title. That's why. Okay, so I ask you. Someone asked me in the morning also, in the morning. Rahmana, we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Rahmana? No, only because we learned Gemara a lot, so we know it's Rahmana. That's the difference. How come Rahmana can count as an Askara, and the Mishnah is not sure? You can only consider it if it's what people, how people refer to it. What's the next one? Who adinam amar baruch hamakom melech olam? What's his ha'ara? Where does it? What does it say melech olam in the Gemara? Rav Meir, Rav Yosi, kam anar pazu baruch hamakom shebra. Where's melech olam? So the Mishnah Berurah, when he quotes the dinam baruch hamakom, he says baruch hamakom melech olam. Does it say Melcha Olam in the Brisa? Rabbi Yossi? No. Says the Sharet Zion. After when Niska Zabdiv Rab Meir, Rab Meir doesn't mention Melcha Olam. Hu lo nachis lazeh, rak lash mi einu, the kevin shehizke min yina bracha yatsa. Ava gam umodin bina shem umalchus. Now, Kosmo Kor is shown in. The lefia maskana, everyone with me, in Nun Gimel? Fia maskana, Rabbi Yochan is fia kerab Meir. Rabbi Yochan is fia olay, the bina shem umalchus. Look. Follow the trail. Rabbi Yochanan is Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says Baruch HaMakom works. Rabbi Yochanan says that you need shame and Malchus. So how could Baruch HaMakom work unless you said Baruch HaMakom Melcha Olam? See, tomorrow maybe there's something more we can say. Maybe we can delve into HaMakom in a way that we haven't before. But that's Gavah part at least. What is HaMakom? We have it in Haggadah, right? Haggadah Shel Pesach, a very significant part of the Haggadah, right? Baruch HaMakom, Baruch. Maybe there's more to this. Maybe HaMakom has within it everything you need to know. After all, the simple pshat, what is HaMakom? Kadosh Baruch Hu is Kamo Shel Olam. Okay, so if that's the case, then you have not just Haskaras Hashem, but maybe you have Malchus. So then that's the answer. You don't have to say Malchus. Mishnah Berurah keeps pushing. There's a chiddush in its own right. It never says Baruch HaMakom in Shulchan Aruch. Never says so in the Rambam. What is brought three times? Rich Rachman. Mishnah Berurah, again, notice what we saw in Sharet Zion, in Reish Adalit. Any one of the Shemos, She'enam Nimchaki. Right? Fine. What else does he say? Rachmana. Rachmana sounds like. Also, there's one place that the Mishnah Berurah says that Rachman doesn't count. Did we find that? That's another Sharet Zion. Where is that?
Sharet
Zion. Where? What's his name? Kusabach Zion. Let's take a nun. Look at that. Look at the bottom. Yeah. Yot. Yeah. Very good. Thank you. Brich Rachmana, Yotzek is Shem Timilis Rachmana, Koy B'Mokom Hashem. Look at this. In Nun Aleph from Mishnah Berurah. Brich Rachmana, Yotzek is Shiyesh Shem O'Malchus. Timilis Rachmana, Koy B'Mokom Hashem, Shekein O'Ikornos of the Bavel. So what makes Rachmana count as shame? Because they called Hashem by that name, says the Sharet Zion Nun. Abu Mama Harachaman, Mistava de Lo Yasa. So what comes out from the Mishnah Berurah, how he understands it? Makom counts, but add Melcha Olam. Rachmana counts, and you have to add Malka D'Alma. Okay. Harachaman, Hamakom is Misupik, because people only then refer to Hashem by Makom, and not here. Rachmana, in Bavel they call it Hashem Rachmana. Apparently, that's good enough for us. We weren't talking about it, I don't know. And Harachaman doesn't work. And what else does work? What does he say, Mishnah Dalet? Any one of the Shemos, Sheh, Einam Nimchakim. Rachmana, you can be Mochik. Makom, you can be Mochik. Makom is a little misubik about, because we don't use it today. Rachmana sounds like he's willing to go in, because in Babel they call it Rachman. Very hard to pin down. What exactly is the definition of Askaras Hashem Gavitza? And then coming back to the Archa Shulchan and those with him who say that in the case of a Sabbath Bracha, a person should be able to say, Rich Rachmana, da da da, Malka Dioma, and then go on with the Bracha. Exactly, is that accepted by Halacha? Yes, no, what are the implications, and so on.